Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that we can share this time together. I'm continuing on in a message I've entitled Stop Kicking, and we have been looking at a couple of verses of Scripture found in the book of Acts, Acts 9, verse 5. This relates to Paul's tremendous conversion experience on the road to Damascus, where he's basically knocked off his horse, blinded, and he hears the Lord speaking to him. And the Lord tells him, "It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks." Then, as Paul was relating his experience, his testimony in front of King Agrippa and Festus, found in Acts the 26th chapter, let me read verse 14. "And when we were all fallen to the earth, the company that he was in, I heard a voice speaking unto me, saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks." And so we want to understand what we're looking at, that particular phrase. What does that mean? And another translation, the Revised Standard, translates it this way: it hurts you to kick against the goads. Now, what is that referencing? Well, an ox goad, something that was used in biblical times, it's a pointed rod used to urge on an animal if they're being a little stubborn, a little slow. And also the word means something that pricks like a thorn, something that urges or stimulates into action or spurs an individual on, a person or an animal. And of course, that last meaning could refer to encouragement or inspiration, something non-tangible that encourages a person to go in a particular direction. But obviously, the specific word here that we're looking at, it's something that hurts. It's a pointed rod. And someone who was leading an animal, if they had to use a goad, that it does hurt, and they do it perhaps not very hard. And if the animal continued to ignore it, then they would be a little more severe, a little more pressure. And if it hurt, what the animal might do is kick against it. They would rebel. They would react. They'd kick those back legs. It's like, stop that. Well, obviously, that wouldn't work for very long, that whoever is leading the animal, they would eventually learn to respond simply because they don't want that goad to continue to poke them. And so that's what a goad means. And I would suggest to you why the Lord uses that. Again, God was always, Jesus, as we read the parables, he was always using language that people could relate to. And so the Lord is telling him, Jesus is telling him, it's hard for you to kick against the ox goad. So what does that mean? Paul is an individual. He's a very brilliant scholar. He was well-versed, well-trained as a Pharisee at the feet of Gamaliel. And what the Lord is telling him is that I've been trying to get through to you. I have used my Holy Spirit with internal conviction to prompt Paul in the right direction, and he wasn't getting it. And I would suggest to you, as we look at the life of Paul, God will sometimes use, in fact, many times, preferably, he uses the goad of the conscience to get us to a place of understanding and obedience. So, what do we see? Let me just continue on. other translations, the Revised Standard said it hurts you to kick against the goads. Other translations like the Moffat, the Phillips, New Testament and Modern Speech, this is sort of a compilation of them. You're finding it painful to kick against the ox goad. It's not easy for you to kick against your own conscience. It will be hard for you to rebel and resist. What Paul, in Paul's own words, he basically strove to make the believers blaspheme. It says he was being exceedingly mad against them, frantic, raging fury, excess of fanaticism, burning zeal, furious rage. He was, with every ounce of strength and purpose in him, he was absolutely doing all that he could to just stamp out this heretical doctrine, in his opinion, this Christianity. And let me read now the Acts, the 26th chapter, verse 14. This is the Amplified translation. And when we had all fallen to the ground, I heard a voice in the Hebrew tongue saying to me, Saul, Saul, why do you continue to persecute me, to harass and trouble and molest me? And of course, he's becoming one with his people, the believers. He goes on to say, in the Amplified translation, it is dangerous and turns out badly for you to keep kicking against the goads. That is to offer vain and perilous resistance. That gives a more comprehensive understanding of what the Holy Spirit is telling us in this passage of Scripture. This is addressed to Paul, but you know what? It applies to our lives, and that's why I'm sharing this, is that just as for Paul, it can be dangerous and turn out badly for you, beloved, if you or I keep kicking against the goads, if we resist the prompting, the conviction of the Holy Spirit, and it's, you know, God will have his way. It's vain and perilous to resist the Holy Spirit, because if we resist his gentle leading, his conviction, his prodding, if you will, then God has to use more dramatic means, and he can use even the work of the enemy to get us to do what we need to do. For example, if someone can get really, really, I've heard, who was a pastor? Youngie Cho. I mean, he was sick. He was on his back for a whole year. God forced him to start using women in the ministry. I mean, he's got one of the largest, if not the largest church in the world. Well, obviously God had been trying to get him. And if the more stubborn, the more rebellious, the more hard-headed we are, the more God has to use stronger means and methods. The point is, we need to be let me share a passage of Scripture, Psalm 32 and 9. Don't be like a senseless horse or mule that has to have a bit in its mouth to keep it in line. Now, a bit, I mean, in the tongue, in the mouth, that's a very sensitive portion of the animal. Or, for example, a pig or even an ox, sometimes they have nose rings. Oh, the nose is very, very sensitive. So all it would take is just a gentle pull, and they would move right along because the nose is so sensitive. And so we have to understand that God is dealing with us in gentle ways. And if we will be obedient, if we will listen, then God won't have to use something more compelling. What were, for example, Paul's goads? Well, obviously, we don't know for certain, but one that we do know about that was very obvious was the witness that the martyr Stephen gave. He said, Lord, hold not these things to their charge. As he was dying, he saw the heavens opened. He saw Jesus standing at the right hand of the majesty on high. And Paul was right there. I mean, his clothes were at, the clothes of Stephen were at his feet, and he was consenting. He was agreeing. This is what he desired of every believer that would so blaspheme the tradition of the elders, if you will, the law of the Pharisees. And isn't that true with us? Sometimes our spirit is being touched or being grieved. We are aware of it, but our mind won't allow or admit it. And that kick You know, when Jesus said it's hard for thee to kick against the pricks, it implies not only a lack of the sensitivity and response, but it's active resistance, just like an ox would kick at the person who's sticking that goat in his backside. He doesn't like it. Well, we do the same thing. Why would anyone do that? Because, beloved, we are deceived. We have this propensity to think we are right. We don't believe it's God. We accept our own self-held doctrines, beliefs, and prejudices. Remember, the Word of God says some will actually kill you and think they're doing God a service. Those are those who are tremendously deceived. You know, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is death. And that refers not just to our soul salvation. Beloved, in the times in which we are living, there are so many voices that are out there. And I'm not speaking of the voices of the world. We have false prophets, false teachers. We have to have the power of the Holy Spirit and His anointing and His revealing the Word of God, the nature, the character of God, so that we won't fall prey to false doctrines. We have to understand that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. And if we are sincere with God, He will not let us be deceived. We have to be sensitive to Him. We can't reject that inner witness that, you know, maybe we just may not be quite right. We have to be like little children who are open to be taught. They need to learn. They don't have some previous, you know, carefully held belief that they are right. They are willing to learn because they don't have experiences to fall back on. And so, beloved, my prayer is that all of us will become much more sensitive to the Holy Spirit as He desires to lead us into all truth. Well, my time has flown, and we are going to continue this on tomorrow's broadcast. I do invite you to tune in at the same time. And also, if you have prayer needs, if you are wrestling with some things, you're not certain what God is doing in your life, you're not certain where He's leading you, Brother Glass always used to say, when in doubt, don't. So let's pray for the power of the Holy Spirit to anoint you for God's purpose and will in your life. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh.